All right, it is 10 p.m. on April 14th, 2021, and this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly on Wednesday. The day. I say the day. That's something I do. Well, it's kind of a bummer to come to you after a player gets a major injury. Yesterday, Jamal Murray went down. It didn't look very good. Like, they're saying he tore his ACL. It's a bummer for sure. Never like to see that. It's been that type of year. There have been way too many injuries. I've seen some people blaming the compressed schedule, and of course, that's what else could it be? It's definitely a bummer for sure. You just don't. There had to be a way that the NBA could have solved this without doing it like this. If they needed to fulfill the national game requirement, they could have done it without doing this. They could have had all 29 of their Laker games, and they probably could have figured out some way to do that with, you know, maybe 10 less games this season, something like that. 10 less games and already are reduced by, because the 72 is clearly too much. It should have been like 62, given when it started. I don't know. Definitely a bummer for sure. All the players we haven't got to see this year because of the schedule. I'm not a big fan at all. It's pretty disappointing to me. But, you know, what are you going to do? It sucks. Hopefully we have most of the players healthy by the playoffs. Unfortunately, Jamal Murray is not going to be one of those players. And that's too bad, because Denver was on a nice run. Would have been interesting to see what they had. I think they were going to lose, but I would have liked to see that happen with their full strength. You know, I don't get to prove a point if they lose this year. You know, my point is not made. Anyway, speaking of the playoffs, Mark Cuban came out announcing that he is anti-play-in tournament, probably because Luka came out saying he's anti-play-in tournament. At least with Mark Cuban, it's the broken clock being right twice a day. You know, it's that sort of thing. He's right. I mean, they're both right. It definitely does invalidate the regular season. And when you're talking about a regular season that's like 60 games, 70 games, that's a lot to invalidate. It's bad enough that they kind of invalidate the regular season in college sports so often. But the NBA, you kind of expect. Like, I'm not one who thinks like the regular season is sacrosanct. I'm not somebody who believes in the holiness of the regular season. I think a lot of games are kind of worthless. But there's still a lot of games, and boiling it all down to like one loss for some teams just seems, or like one bad weekend, it just doesn't seem right to me. So I'm with Cuban. I'm with Doncic on this one. It's the play-in tournament is bad. I hope this is the only year that they do it. Or if they have a play-in tournament, it should be like it was in a bubble, where it's only triggered if a team is, you know, X or Y number of games behind. Like, it doesn't make sense that it's happening in the East. The East is so bad. There should not be a play-in tournament. More West teams should make the playoffs. That's how that should work. It should be if you have a losing record that your spot becomes a wild card spot. That's how it should be. I should stop hitting the mic. Sorry. Anyway. That's it. It's a slow news week. Team of the week, Clippers. Pretty easy. They have won 7 in a row, mostly taking place within this week. A brutal schedule, and they've won 7 of them. I think 8 as of today. They came back and won today. So they're obviously playing really good at the right time of the year. Paul George is like playing sane and measured and controlled. Definitely makes the Clippers look scary. And they are playing the best basketball now, for sure. It helps that they're the only healthy team in the league right now. But, you know, for all the lack of health they've had over the years, you can't hold that against them for being healthy for once. So, Clippers, team of the week, for sure. Embarrassment of the week, I forgot to write it down, but fuck it, live programming. It's not live, it's recorded and edited. But I will quickly look to see, because I know which team I picked. And, yes, the Sacramento Kings. Sorry, the Sacramento Kings. You've been really bad the last week. And some of these losses are brutal. Like, they're just, this team has given up. And then they've done, like, a weird shift to their starting lineup that doesn't totally make sense. I don't get it. I don't understand why they're doing it. I'm somebody who used to defend Luke Walton, but it's hard to defend this. I don't know if this is, like, front office directive or if this was his decision. Whoever's idea it is should definitely be their job should be closely looked at. I'm not going to say fired, but some of you ought to think about how the way that the season ended in Sacramento, because it wasn't good. But yeah, that makes them the worst team of the week. They've actually been bad for a while, so it's amazing this is the first time they've managed to hit this list. I almost want to put the Grizzlies on the best team of the week. They've looked really good lately. But no. It's the Clippers for sure. 100% for sure. Anyway, that's it for basketball, non-basketball. So the latest dental procedure I had, I was told by a doctor I cannot have spice. It's actually pretty difficult to eat without having like spicy foods, even like kind of mildly spicy foods. I don't want to know what happens though if I get. They say it's very important that I don't irritate the healing area. So I'm going ahead and following doctor's orders or dentist doctor's orders for a week, because why not? But it's difficult for sure. Everything has spice in it. Everything good anyway. So I've been eating like a lot of like chicken ramen noodles and chicken noodles and chicken nuggets and stuff like that, just because it's only a week. And like it hurts to chew, so it doesn't really hurt to chew now. It hurt to chew the first day. It's actually really good now. They do good work. If you're into dental work, go to Mexico. They do good work. But the first day it hurt to chew, so that kind of limited my options really, really then. I think I just had mashed potatoes that day. So interesting, I know. Anyway, that's it for the show. I will talk to y'all next week, my beautiful friends.